Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel الحمد لله رب العالمين There are many blessings of reciting Durood-e Pak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the best of the creation of Allah azza wa jal. Indeed, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that the angels keep sending mercy upon the believer until he continues to recite Durood-e Pak upon me. Now it is for the person, he has a choice whether he recites more or less. Subhanallah, how beautiful is this hadith mubarakah that we can continue to reap the rewards of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal by simply carrying out this simple act of reciting Durood-e Pak upon the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A man whose name was Muhammad, he would commit sins all year round. But when the blessed and beautiful month of Ramadan came, he used to wear clean clothes, shower, pure clothes, scents, and start offering his five daily prayers in the masajid, and he started to do good deeds, and would spend this month in pleasing Allah and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would reap the rewards and benefits. The blessings, he would be mesmerized in the Quran and learning the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would offer his repentance in the court of Allah azza wa jal. He would seek forgiveness from the Creator Supreme. After he died, somebody saw him in a dream and asked, How did Allah azza wa jal treat you? He replied, Allah azza wa jal has forgiven me for honoring this blessed month of Ramadan al-Mubarak. Subhanallah. Look at the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Those, my dear Islamic brothers, who respect this month, gain immense rewards. Now, this narration doesn't condone, doesn't belittle the fact that he committed sins for 11 months of the year, which was bad. But it does tell us that respecting this month can lead to salvation. We shouldn't misunderstand this parable by saying, okay, I can commit sins for 11 months of the year. But we should use this parable to appreciate the enormous benefits of this blessed month. We should take this parable as a lesson and try and maximize our worship in this beautiful month. In this month, my dear Islamic brothers, the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, would worship abundantly. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would immerse themselves into the ibadat of Allah azza wa jal, so much so that Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha says that the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the intercessor of the ummah, the owner of Jannat sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, would not come near the bed during the month of Ramadan. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in this blessed month would devote himself to worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal in every moment. And in my beautiful, beautiful narration, we learn many lessons. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, sins are forgiven in this beautiful and auspicious month. This is the time to change and devote ourselves. As soon as Ramadan al-Mubarak arrived, the Hadith al-Mubarakah says that the color of the blessed face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would change. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would become extremely serious, and Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would offer salah in abundance, make dua in an extremely humble manner. and be overtaken by the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. This is the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teaching us that this month is something special. When the Sahaba Ikram say that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's amazing routine outside Ramzan became even more amazing and devoted in this month, we can understand how important and blessed this month is. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most generous of all people. Subhanallah. The oceans of the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew no bounds. Every moment of Ramadan though, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was even more generous. And every night, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite the Quran with Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam. And then in this month, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala says that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam demonstrated such amazing generosity that it was even more giving than the fast blowing wind. Subhanallah. When the winds pass over the land, they give it all sorts of nutrients. And the generosity of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam showed no bounds. And the Sahaba Ikram saw this generosity outside Ramadan and were mesmerized by it. And when they saw it in Ramadan al-Mubarak, subhanallah, they testified to its amazing status. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, the reward for good deeds is multiplied many times over in this blessed month. And sometimes we don't appreciate a gem we have, and sometimes we may lose it. Let me share with you a beautiful narration in Durr al-Mansur. It says that Sayyidina Ibrahim Nahi, rahmatullah alayhi, said, one day of fast in Ramadan is greater than 1,000 fasts in any other month. Then he goes on to say, making tasbih, the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, subhanallah, once in the month of Ramadan is better than saying it 1,000 times outside Ramadan. Offering one rakat of salah in Ramadan is better than offering 1,000 rakats in any other month. Subhanallah. And the scholars write that God forbid that we miss a fast in Ramadan. We could fast for the rest of our lives and not make up for the reward of that one fast. This is how amazing this month is. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, Hazrat Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous, the most kind, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, the one who remembers Allah Azza wa Jal in Ramadan will be forgiven. And the one who asks Allah Azza wa Jal for anything in this month will not be deprived. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers, this is the month where the fortunate people change their lives. This is the month where even a person who is a sinner respects this month and he is forgiven. If those who are the devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam honor and respect and dignify this beautiful month, they plan it to perfection so that they, before Ramadan al-Mubarak starts, they say, inshallah azza wa jal, I am going to have this routine. Yes, I have to work. Yes, I have to do the shopping. Yes, I have to do the cooking. But that is not going to stop me worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. What I'm going to do is plan everything to perfection. I'm going to recite a para of the Quran every day. I'm going to try and do half in the morning, half in the evening. I'm going to try and recite Durood e Paak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at least 1200 times a day. And I'm going to make sure that I keep the tasbih in my hand in the days and nights of Ramadan. Every moment I want to keep my tongue moist in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then planning that I'm not going to watch anything else apart from Madni channel so I can learn the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then planning that in Ramadan al-Mubarak, there are at least 4 sunnah-inspired ijtimaas of Dawat Islami. And I'm going to make sure that every Thursday night, I attend those beautiful ijtimaas. I learn the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I do the ijtimaa-i-taqaf on the night of Thursday night. And then, inshallah azawajal, during the month of Ramadan, if I can't do more, I will inshallah at least try and travel on one beautiful Madani kafla where I spend the weekend learning the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and spending time in the masjid and praying my namaz with congregation. All this needs careful planning. If you were going on a very lucrative trip, which you could gain a lot of money from, and you could make maximum amounts, you would try and plan so that you have sacrificed your time and effort, and you are going to try very hard to try and achieve something, you would want to get the maximum benefit. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, we have been blessed with the month of Ramadan. It is farz upon us to fast. Salah is farz upon us. All these things we have to do, but if we plan them and maximize them, then at the end of the month, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, we walk away with great reward. Let's make this Ramadan al-Mubarak a different one. Let's make this Ramadan one where we've planned it to perfection. Let's try and set up in our minds what we're going to do. Let's think of how we can please Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If in your locality there is a Madrasatul Madina Balighan, by the blessings of this month, attend and start to learn the Quran correctly. If in this blessed month there is an ijtima or a mehfil happening in your town, attend, and maybe when you attend with the devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, then you will reap the rewards. Let me remind you that Ala Hazrat rahmatullah alayhi says that there are great blessings in the congregations, and the dua in the gatherings of Muslims is more likely to be accepted. And the scholars say that wherever 40 pious Muslims gather, there will certainly be one Wali of Allah Azza wa Jalla amongst them. And let me tell you a beautiful story. There was a brother in Markazul Awliya Lahore, and he says that I was very worried and I was very anxious. Allah Azza wa Jalla had blessed me with 6 daughters, and my Bachuki Ammi, the mother of my children, was expecting again, and I wanted a son. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, I attended a blessed gathering of Dawat Islami, an ijtima, where there was a dua made. I asked for dua to be made, and Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, because the dua was made in congregation, it was accepted. Allah Azza wa Jal blessed me with a son. Subhanallah. Let me remind you also that where our duas are not accepted straight away, sometimes we start to complain. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, we can't count the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. Yet, when we're tested by something being held back, we start to complain straight away. We must be grateful and thankful to Allah Azza wa Jal for everything we have. Alhamdulillah, if you're blessed with a boy, it's a great blessing. If you're blessed with a daughter, it is even greater blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. You should thank Allah Azza wa Jal no matter what your situation. Allah Azza wa Jal wants to see who is grateful for what I have given him, and whether he is ungrateful if I test him by depriving him of something. Let me share with you this, that there is a beautiful ayah mubarakah of the Quran in verses 49 where Allah Azza wa Jal says, and it's Surah Shura, "For Allah is the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. He creates whatever he likes, and he bestows daughters on whoever he likes, and bestows sons on whoever he likes, or he, Azza wa Jal, couples both sons and daughters, and he makes whoever he likes barren. Undoubtedly, he is all-knowing and omnipotent." Subhanallah. This is Allah Azza wa Jal's decision. And Allah Azza wa Jal wants to see who accepts the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal. And let me ask you another thing. You don't accept and be happy in the decree of Allah, what other choice have you got? Impatience isn't going to get you anywhere, but being patient has great rewards. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, this month is something special. There is no doubt about it. It is the month of forgiveness. It is the month of freedom from the punishment of hell. It is the month of mercy. It is the month of seeking whatever you need from Allah Azza wa Jal. There are many, many blessings. Indeed, the scholars say, the Khalifa of Ala Hazrat, Sayyidina Abu Yusuf Muhammad Sharif Muhaddis Qutlvi, Rahmatullah Alayhi, says, Allah Azza wa Jal has concealed three things in three other things. The first, Allah, His pleasure in His obedience. The pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal lies in obeying Allah Azza wa Jal. Then He has hidden His displeasure in His disobedience. If you commit sins, if you lie, you backbite, you cause fitna, you miss your salah, you don't learn the fara'is that you are obliged to learn, this is disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. And it leads to the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is why we need to constantly remind ourselves and analyze our actions. And this is where Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatum al-Aliya gives us the Madni mindset of the Madni Inamat card. Check your actions. See whether the actions you are doing for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, they are good deeds. It is the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. And once we start to act upon these Madni pearls, we increase our obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal, which increases the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then, with the Madani Namad card, it keeps us away. It's a checklist of the good things we should be doing and the things we should be avoiding. And therefore, keeping away from those things which are considered to be disobedience and lead to the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal helps raise our ranks. The third thing that Hazrat says is this, that Allah Azza wa Jal has hidden His friends amongst His servants. We should try very hard decorate our lives with good deeds. Whenever you get an opportunity to do a good deed, don't think, just do it. Whenever you get an opportunity to do a bad deed, think very carefully. And think again and think again. And think, is the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in this action? And if the answer is no, don't go near it. Similarly, avoid sins. Anything that displeases, even if it's minor, don't consider any sin to be minor. You don't know what will happen on the scales of justice on the day of judgment. And similarly, do not belittle others. You don't know how worthy a person is in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And be careful never to dishearten anybody, never to belittle anybody, never to insult anybody. Always give everybody the utmost respect. In the society we live in today, the rich and the powerful deserve and get our respect. But you may have somebody who is not as wealthy, not as high status, but he is one who is pious in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. That person deserves your respect more than the rich and famous one. And we need to realize that. My dear Islamic brothers, viewers of Madni Channel, the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal knows no bounds. If Allah Azza wa Jal wants to forgive, He could forgive you for even the most smallest of deeds. Or, the opposite to that, if Allah Azza wa Jal takes account of even the smallest of sins, where will we go? What will we do? There are many narrations in regard to this. There was the parable of the woman who gave water to a thirsty dog and she was forgiven. There is then a beautiful hadith in Mubarakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a man removed a tree from the path so that it would not cause difficulty to others. And Allah Azza wa Jalla was so pleased with him that he was forgiven. There was another beautiful hadith in Mubarakah that a man was so lenient in demanding his debt from a debtor that Allah Azza wa Jal became pleased with him because he was allowing time for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and he was too forgiven. This is a month where mercy needs to be shown. If we show mercy to the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Creator Supreme and the All Merciful, by the blessings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will show us mercy and will inshallah Azza wa Jal, we hope, forgive our sins as well. My dear Islamic brothers, viewers of Madni Channel, there are many different hadith mubarakah that shows that different deeds will help us in different ways. Today, we don't appreciate these opportunities to mine these priceless gems and keep them for the day of judgment. Let me share with you a very heartwarming and beautiful hadith mubarakah. Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Samara radiallahu ta'ala narrates that once the best of creation, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous, the most kind, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, came to us and said, last night I had a dream and I saw that the angel of death came to seize a person's soul, but his obedience to his parents appeared in front of him and saved him. Subhanallah. I saw a man who was being punished in his grave, but by virtue of his wuzu that he performed, he was saved. I saw a man surrounded by devils, but his act of doing the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal saved him. I saw a man surrounded by angels of retribution, but his salah came and saved him. A man's tongue was hanging out due to thirst. He would approach a pond to drink water, but was not permitted to drink. Then his fasts came and they quenched his thirst. A man was trying to get close to the Prophet alayhi wasalam, but was not permitted. And then his ghusl came and he sat beside me, i.e. next to the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A man was frightened due to being surrounded by intense darkness, but his hajj and his umrah came and brought him out of darkness and into the light. Subhanallah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then went on and said, a man wanted to talk to Muslims, but they would not pay him any attention. Then his virtue of behaving well with relatives and Muslims meant that they all turned to speak to him and began to converse with him. Fire was approaching the face and the body of a man who was trying to protect himself by using his arms. But then his charity came and it shielded him from the fire. A man was surrounded by angels of retribution, but his virtue of calling people towards righteousness and preventing them from doing evil saved him, and the angels of mercy took him into their wings. Subhanallah. A man was sitting on his knees, but there was a veil between him and Allah Azza wa Jal. Then his good character arrived and he was made to meet the Creator Supreme. The book of deeds of a man was about to be given in his left hand, but his fear of Allah Azza wa Jal arrived and he was given the book in his right hand. The weight of a person's good deeds was less than that of his bad deeds. But then his generosity arrived, increasing the weight of his deeds. A man was standing on the edge of hell, but his fear of Allah Azza wa Jal arrived and saved him. A man fell into the fire of hell, but his tears in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal came and they saved him. A man was standing on the bridge of Sirat. He was shaking like a branch, but his hope of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal arrived and saved him, and he passed over the bridge. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I saw a man crawling across the bridge of Sirat, and then his recitation of Durood-e-Pak upon me came. He stood up and the Durood-e-Pak helped him pass over the bridge of Sirat. Subhanallah. One of my followers reached the door of Jannah, the door of paradise, but the doors were closed. Then his witnessing that there was none worthy of worship except Allah Azza wa Jal came and the doors of Jannah were opened for him. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, look at all these beautiful, beautiful examples that the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives us of all the deeds and how they will lead to our salvation in the hereafter. We cannot consider any deed to be minor. We cannot consider anything to give up. in this blessed month of Ramadan al-Mubarak, let's take every opportunity we have and let's make sure that at the very least, Allah Azza wa Jal grants us the power to do good, brilliant. But at the very least, my dear viewers of Madni Channel, we don't do anything in this month that displeases Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. We want to be of those who are pleasing Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. We want to be those who gain virtues in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. We want to be those who perform wuzu and pray fajr with jama'at. We want to be those who do sari with family, reciting Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim and thanking Allah Azza wa Jal. We want to be those who fast during the day but keep their lips moist in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, who continually recite through the Paak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who continually read the Holy Quran, who continually gain the barakats and blessings of this amazing book, who continuously are good to everybody around them, who are preparing for every salah and the Taraweeh salah, who stand in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal in the evenings and listen to the glorious Quran, who go back home and rest for a short while, and even their resting becomes a form of worship, who again get up in the next morning and thank Allah Azza wa Jal and start the routine again. And by doing this, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, we gain the blessings of this amazing month. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us all the ability to maximize the benefits and the rewards we get in this month. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.